let's talk about the opponent. We all face technology. Few things cause a bigger facepalm than digital disasters. You're on a Zoom call, frozen in the world's worst grimace. You hit reply, all when you meant reply, and suddenly Karen from accounting and the whole company sees your unfiltered rant about Karen from accounting, or you lock yourself out of your own phone because you forgot the password you created to be secure. What we usually do wrong is panic. We make it personal. My laptop hates me. The Wi-Fi is plotting against me. We catastrophize. One glitch becomes I've lost everything I've ever made, and my digital life is ruined.
We spam, click, rage, restart, or declare we're going off-grid.
Only to be back scrolling Instagram 10 minutes later, and then we compare ourselves to the tech-savvy friend who seems to glide through devices like they've made a pact with Silicon Valley. Spoiler, they Google solutions, just like you. Here's the shift. Tech fails are universal. They're not proof you're cursed. They're proof we live in a world built by sleep-deprived engineers who forgot to test the Wi-Fi through 3 walls and a fridge. You're not incompetent. You're human. So, here's your strategy.
Step 1. Embrace strategic incompetence. You don't need to master every gadget. Choose the tools that matter and stop apologizing for not knowing what NFTs are. Step 2. Set boundaries. Create tech-free zones. Use Do Not Disturb like your sanity depends on it. Treating instant replies as a moral duty. Step 3.
Follow the hierarchy. Restart first, Google second, ask a specific person third, and finally accept that sometimes bad design is not your fault.
Step 4.
Prepare emergency protocols, back up your photos, tame your passwords, have a polite template ready for when you accidentally reply all. By the end of this chapter, here's your win. You'll face tech fails with less panic and more humor. You'll stop yelling, "The universe hates me," when your laptop freezes, and instead step away, breathe, and reset. Because in a world of constant glitches, the most advanced skill you can have isn't coding, it's keeping your cool. And maybe laughing when Baby Shark accidentally plays in your next work call.